about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I thank you all for tuning in. So, you know, for those of you that want to visit one of your loved ones at the hospital, if nurses or staff think that you're a sneezing and a sniffling, and God bless the nurses, they're the backbone of our healthcare system, but if they do see you sniffling, they're probably going to kick you out of the hospital. From what we understand, many hospitals are now taking precautions with visitors. At least hospitals in 10 states start turning away visitors that could have any sort of flu-like symptoms. Some hospitals have even banned children and teens from visiting hospitals altogether. The last thing hospitals want is somebody with a cough or sneeze to actually start spreading the flu before they actually realize they're inflicted with the flu, and then now you have flu rampant in the hospital setting. I mean, it does make sense. I mean, you know, hospitals are trying to be proactive. It does stink to not be able to visit your loved one. You know, if I'm in the hospital, I always have loved people coming to visit me. I mean, sometimes it's a little too much. I remember I was on a bedpan, and one of my colleagues goes, "Hey, Dahlia, I was running on patients. I saw you were in here." I go, "Let me get off the bedpan first, and then you can come back in, okay? Unless you want to take the bedpan and dump it out for me." It's just kind of one of those things that are going to make things a little bit more uncomfortable. But I do have to give the nurses and I have to give the hospitals kudos for, again, trying to slow down the spread of flu. You know, we were discussing the efficacy of this year's flu shot. And I guess this year's flu shot, the CDC said it was maybe 64% effective. And some of you were really shocked at how low that was. But when we looked up 2011, 2010, sometimes being in the 60% is normal for many of these flu shots with efficacy. I used to, in medical school about 16 years ago, we were taught it should be close to 70%, maybe even closer to the 80s. But no, over the past few years, a 64% efficacy is kind of average. So, we've always known that the flu shot doesn't completely prevent all sorts of flus. It only covers 3 strains. But just keep that in mind. I mean, if you do get the flu shot, don't go, "All right, guys, I got this handled. I'm the one that got the flu shot. All right, bring it. If you want to breathe on me, or yeah, let's make out." No, you know, be careful still, okay? Because you could still get sick. Now, we were talking in the previous hour about how many people are running to the doctor for antibiotics when a cough may not need it. And we've discussed antibiotic resistance at length, but I'm also a little concerned about that. A lot of the stories coming out are discussing how you could have a cough for 3 weeks and you may not need an antibiotic. I'm a little nervous about researchers saying something like that and people misinterpreting and going, "Well, I'll wait 3 weeks until I go get my cough looked at." No, you could still be getting pneumonia. I mean, this is one of the worst times of year to blow off a symptom. Okay, but I do understand that these researchers are trying to quell a lot of the running to the doctor because you've had a cough for a few days. The only thing is, you know, they urge, even if you've had a cough for 7 days, the average could be up to 3 weeks for you having a cough and it not being infectious. You know, keep in mind, when you get bronchitis, let's say, you may take an antibiotic, but you'll still be coughing for a few weeks later. Because remember, you have the inflammatory type juices that, you know, have surrounded the area. That takes a while to clear up. Then you cough, which is your body's normal response. You cough because you are trying to get rid of whatever came into your respiratory tree. It's a defense mechanism. And sometimes that in and of itself can inflame. So it's very easy for, yes, a cough that's non-bacterial to sit around for 3 weeks. I've seen some bronchitis coughs sit around for 6 months. My only issue is many of my patients, when they say they know what they need. I mean, I'm not going to deny it to them. I've had so many people say, "Look, I've tried to fight this on my own. It's getting worse." Yes, if they need an antibiotic and I think they deserve it, I'll give it to them. You know, when I was in school, I was trained culture everybody. Let them cough up what they claim they're coughing and do a container, send it to the lab. But we didn't really do that in the year 2000 on the first decade of this century because it started to cost the lab too much money. We couldn't culture everybody's sputum, right? We also weren't, you know, strepping everybody. We started to cut back on what we, because, you know, once we heard that we were overspending in healthcare, people started to cut. But I'm thinking maybe we need to revisit that, because if a doctor is not going to give you an antibiotic because they don't believe your cough is bacterial and you feel like you're getting more sick, then maybe you need some proof. And then maybe ask, can we culture it? The only problem I still have also with the culturing is you already have a lot of respiratory bacteria that could come out and grow. So that wouldn't necessarily prove you have an infection. And we need to prepare that doctors are going to start being a little bit more stingy on who they give antibiotics to. Whether that's good or not is a whole nother story. I don't like antibiotic resistance. We need to do something. But I also don't want people underdiagnosed. The reason why you come to me is I'm supposed to be making an educated guess on what is going on, a very educated guess. And so be very, very careful about this 3-week rule. I don't think I want anybody sitting home for 3 weeks. You're getting worse, you go to the hospital. Now, of course, flu type symptoms that, or go to your doctor's office, hospital or doctor's office. Flu type symptoms, again, you really don't want to mess around too much. Fever greater than 100.4, cough, sore throat, runny nose, vomiting, diarrhea. You could have a rash, you could have myalgias. Flu, you know, hits you like a truck, and we've talked about those types of symptoms. Flus don't need antibiotics, though. A lot of flus will go away on their own. Sometimes for severe cases, we'll give Tamiflu. Tamiflu helps fight the flu. So not all things need to be treated. It's just I don't want anybody blowing things off. That's extremely important. Don't forget, guys, wash your hands. Sanjay Gupta talked about singing happy birthday twice. Remember we talked about how long it takes to wash your hands? Right? You could do the ABCs. You know, the ABC slowly, not ABCDEFG. Cannot like that, like ABCD. If you do the whole ABC song, or like Sanjay Gupta said, the happy birthday song twice, that's a pretty ample time to wash your hands. But don't just stand there with the running water. Use soap, go back and forth, go under your nails. Don't make me teach you how to wash your hands. My ratings will go down. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. And by the way, thank you for all the notes and the emails about seeing me on Fox News. I was kind of surprised by being on Fox News. I had done a local interview over the weekend with local Fox 5 on flu shots. Didn't really have any makeup on. My hair kind of, I just had to throw up because I had just come back from seeing the movie Argo. I finally saw Argo. It was phenomenal. Great movie. So suspenseful. I love that movie. Great movie. Congratulations to Ben Affleck on his Golden Globe win. But I guess there was a local interview that ended up then being shot in the regular morning loop of National Fox News. That was cool. Because some of you texted me, I'm like, what? You guys don't get local Vegas TV. And that was pretty cool. So thank you all for that. I know. Still going to probably be a long time till they actually have me on Fox News, but I'm sure I'm going to be there one day. I got a lot to say, and I think they like what I have to say. All right, Peter from Green Bay writes, Doctor, it's mid-January, and I haven't had the flu yet. People at work have been sick, but I can't avoid work since I'm hourly. I get sick from the flu shot, so I never am able to get the vaccine. I have diabetes and cannot risk getting the flu. What should I do? Well, you know, one thing I said in the interview this weekend was, you know, you don't want to panic. By no means, you know, you don't want to panic, okay? I mean, if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick with something. If you're not going to get sick, you're not going to get sick. I don't think everybody's going to get the flu, you know, just because we have a more severe flu strain. But, yeah, there are some things you need to be extremely careful with. Actually, Fox News did delineate. This is pretty cool. Fox News came out with 10 ways that you could put yourself at risk for flu. And I find this kind of interesting that this came out today, because one of the things that I had said on air, and who knows if they're using what I said, which is pretty cool, was panicking. All right? You know, if you panic, you don't sleep. So I think that's pretty cool. Just I don't see my name on here. When you panic, you don't sleep. When you're more anxious, your stress hormones kick in. And it weakens your immune system. So the last thing you want to do is panic. They also say be careful with the hugging and the kissing and the shaking hands. The reason why a lot of us get sick is because of Christmas and New Year's. Everybody is mistletoeing. Everybody is hugging. Everybody's trying to cop a feel. Everybody's trying. I mean, I know. Trust me. I was at a lot of different Christmas parties this year. And so you end up touching each other a lot and the kissing. And, you know, there's an older gentleman who is a very close family friend. And I start to move in for the kiss, and I try to get his cheek, and he always quickly moves his face so the lips hit mine. And I try to get the cheek. I mean, I'll come from behind him to try to, you know, to try to just get the cheek, and he quickly moves his head to get the lips. And, I don't want to kiss people on the lips during holiday season. I don't even kiss my husband on the lips during the holiday season. I don't want to get sick, you know? And so, too much information. And so, you know, a lot of kissing, a lot of hugging. So, remember, when you shake hands, clean your hands, etc. CDC recommends maintaining a 6-foot buffer from sick people to cut down on the virus ability to spread. So if you have to go to work and you're well, but you know there's somebody that's lying to the boss so they could still get their hours in, and I understand that, we're in a recession, try to make sure you're 6 feet away. Or maybe try to have a portable air filter, like a HEPA filter near your desk. That couldn't hurt. Smoking. For those of you that smoke, again, it weakens your cilia. The nicotine weakens the cilia, which are basically these little disease-fighting hairs that will help spew contaminants away. You'll end up trapping in the germs and diseases and things like that. So chronic smokers are usually much more at risk for flu, which is why, again, I recommend the flu shot. I understand Peter can't take the flu shot. He says it makes him sick, which is something that we, you know, should be evaluated a little bit more. I think all diabetics, if they're able to get the shot, should get it. But like my mom doesn't get the flu shot. She goes, oh, I get so sick from the flu shot. It makes me so sick. You know, so she'll never try another one. I don't blame her. I mean, you know, you get sick from the flu shot once, it scares you. But I get nervous, you know, because, you know, she is a little older, right? It's very interesting. They say if you over-exercise when you hit the gym, it could actually put you at risk for getting sick. Even though we want you to stay physically active, sometimes over-exercising, being dehydrated, and then next to other people sick in the gym, that could also cause you to be sick too. So make sure you keep your exercise up. But a big problem that happens in January is we go through Christmas, we go through New Year's, and then we come up with our New Year's resolutions. And we say, all right, January 1, I'm working out. And a lot of you guys do it. You know, maybe you quit after 10, 11 days, but you go from 0 to 90 all of a sudden. So from not working out, you start to do a high-impact workout. Well, again, that could shock your body, stress your body, stress your immune system. Of course, alcohol, you know, we just got done with the holiday season. Many of you have been drinking. Some of you have all these extra bottles of wine, or as Christmas gifts, you got bottles of wine. So now you have all this wine in the house. And you're like, well, I could drink. Keep in mind, alcohol will also dehydrate you. It can interfere with your noses and throat's ability to use that hydration to fight off germs. And, of course, it weakens your immune system. Many people, and I keep bringing this up on the show, especially my kids, they'll come up, you know, come home with muddy hands, and then they'll go to the antimicrobial squirt a couple into their hand, and then done. I'm like, no, you don't squirt on a dirty hand. You wash your hands still. So I think some people over-rely on puritizing, hand sanitizing gel. Keep in mind, you still need to wash your hands. And when we talked about hand washing, how incorrectly, they say most people do wash their hands incorrectly because they don't do it long enough. They do a quick wash, and then they wipe their hands on their pants. I've done it, not at the office, but at home. If I can't find a towel, or if the kids were smacking each other with the towels and it fell on the ground into the cat food or in the cat, you know, poo-poo powder box, potty box, I'm not going to use a towel, so I'll wipe it on my pants. Well, what makes anybody think my pants are clean? I mean, if I leave my purse on the ground, and then when I'm sitting, I lift up my purse so I could go through it, and now that purse from the ground is on my pants, I just wipe my hands off on my pants. What was on the ground? Not clean. You know, some people, they really don't know how to use their face masks. All right? Mishandling of a face mask is something that Fox News brought up. Many of us, we reuse our face masks if we're, let's say, working in a salon or working in an area where we're worried about breathing in contaminants. And so we're supposed to change those suckers out. And many of us don't. You know, another thing that people do inappropriately is they'll start taking Tamiflu when they really didn't have the flu. And then they get the flu and the Tamiflu doesn't seem to work because they just took it. I can't tell you how many of my patients have said, yeah, I already had the flu and I took the Tamiflu. I go, really? So you already went through the fever? Oh, no, I didn't really have a fever or anything, but I had a cough. So I took the Tamiflu. No. Reserve Tamiflu for flu. It has to be flu. All right? And then, of course, some of you, you know, I tell you not to panic, but some of you may just worry a little too less. Where you're like, you know what, like I said, you know, some of you get the flu shot, and you'll forget that it's only about 65% effective. So you're like, you know what, that's okay, I can still kiss my boyfriend or my wife. And no. Stay away. Just assume you could still get it. If people think you're cold, if people think you're prude, just remind them next Christmas you're going to be doing all the kissy-kissy stuff again. All right? But right now, since it's flu season, to leave you alone. Now, many people are asking, well, what about vitamins? Will vitamin C prevent the flu? What about vitamin D? I mean, remember, no supplement is going to help, you know, prevent the flu. It isn't. I do believe that people should hydrate themselves well and make sure they're eating a good diet, rich in vitamin C. But I don't think running out to the store and starting to, taking a whole bunch of vitamin supplements are going to do much. Now, if you're malnourished, taking vitamin supplements will help. But if you get a healthy diet, trying to bone up on extra vitamin C, remember, if your body has enough vitamin C, I think the daily allowance is 90 milligrams for men, 75 milligrams for females. So if your body is already, you know, if your body is fine with vitamin C, you're taking these extra supplements, it's not like you're going to store it anywhere, really. So if it's too many vitamins, it's just going to eliminate. So, you know, I don't think taking a multivitamin hurts, but overdoing it with vitamin C, that could cause kidney stones. So, of course, it's a concern. Vitamin D, if you're vitamin D deficient, yes, you could be more prone to infection. But if you're not vitamin D deficient, taking the extra vitamin D, no, we really haven't seen studies showing that vitamin D is going to prevent colds. Now, what about sunlight? All right. For decades, they've said if you get good exercise, you're outdoors, getting sun, that can help prevent getting sick. True, that can. But again, we need to make sure we're using some sort of protection because of skin cancer, which then could defeat the purpose of the sun, couldn't it? All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
your 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy for sponsoring this segment of the show. I'm sure you guys hear his commercials throughout our show. Please go to their website at Freeze Dry Guy. You can never be too prepared, and the food tastes great. Also, don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise that we are taking at the end of June. Leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. It is going to be exquisite. So please check that out on my website at drdahlia.com. So it looks like Coca-Cola, after being under so much fire, is actually making ads to help support the anti-obesity cause and claiming they are going to come together. They say for over 125 years in this voiceover, we've been bringing people together. What was that song from the 70s or was it the 60s? I'd like to teach the world to sing. You know, that was a song Coca-Cola wrote that then became famous. It wasn't a song that was written and Coca-Cola used it. Coca-Cola, I have to admit, has been brilliant with the jingles, haven't they? You know, like, I guess I was hearing the one of the 1980s one, Coke, is it the biggest taste you've ever found? I mean, we still remember their jingles, right? I'd like to drink the world of Coke. I mean, I may not remember the words, but I remember the songs. Coca-Cola, I have to hand, have always had phenomenal jingles. And they have been a phenomenal advertiser. I mean, even the red background. Yes, Coca-Cola has had some major screw-ups. They tried to play around in the 80s with the formulation, and then they had to go back and do a classic Coca-Cola until people forgot about the screw-up, and then they could just go back to regular Coca-Cola. Remember, you had to drink classic Coca-Cola if you wanted the old Coca-Cola because the new Coca-Cola sucked. Yeah, so that was a big screw-up. Then they messed up last winter by making regular Coca-Cola white for snow. You know, with their little snow polar bear launch. So the Coca-Cola bottles were white. And so people thought they were diet. So your diabetics would reach for the white cans because Diet Coke is white and red, whereas Coca-Cola is red and white. So your diabetics were reaching for these white cans only to realize that they were taken in sugar. So that was another screw-up. So Coca-Cola has had its screw-ups. But as a doctor, I have been a huge admirer of this company because we used to use Coca-Cola products for medicinal reasons. We'd use Coca-Cola for abdominal issues. There was a variety of issues we'd use them. And still, to this day, if I have a child that's nauseated, can't take their medicine down, won't eat, I'll tell mom to take some Coca-Cola, either decarbonated or carbonated, depending on what the child can handle. You know, stick it in the fridge or lukewarm it, again, depending on what we're treating, and use Coca-Cola syrup to, you know, help the kid get through their little tummy ailment. In fact, Coca-Cola was in the news last week as helping with bowel obstruction. This wasn't a shock to many of us doctors because we've been using Coca-Cola for many bowel issues already. But they found that Coca-Cola itself was found to, I don't know about Pepsi or RC, but Coca-Cola itself was found to help temporarily with bowel obstruction, letting things pass because of carbonic acid. So pretty cool stuff. Where my problem has been with soda in general is the calories are not equal. You know, we would drink a can of soda. What, a can of soda has anywhere between 120 to 200 calories. So if you're trying to stay on a 1,000 calorie diet, you'll eat a little bit in the morning, you'll eat a little bit at night, a little bit of dinner, and then you drink a whole Coke. But a 200 calorie Coca-Cola does not equal a 200 calorie salad. And that doesn't make sense to a lot of us. All right? Is it the high fructose corn syrup? Is it that there's more sugar than we think? That may not be so much adding to the calories. Is there other flavorings that are tacking on the extra pounds? And so I do have to blame, as a doctor, soda for a lot of our obesity epidemic. I mean, when I grew up, soda was such a treat. If we had soda, it was like a dessert, and you never usually got dessert. I mean, it was a treat. Now, you know, when parents put the food out on the table and set the table, the soda is the main staple drink. All right? Yes, things are changing. Absolutely, soda is a part of it. So, seeing how, Coca-Cola does point out that they do offer 180 low and no calorie beverages. They have over 650 beverage products. I think Coca-Cola also does Minute Maid, Dasani water. So they, you know, the 650 beverage products, it's not all Coca-Cola. I mean, they are involved in a lot of products, water, orange juice, etc. Yeah, I believe it's Minute Maid. I have to double check that. I think Minute Maid is a Coca-Cola company. But, you know, they are being a part, you know, helping out with the campaign, etc. And, you know, it, rather than like in the 80s, where Coke is it, you know, Coke is it. That was a great slogan, and you just thought that if you were going anywhere, you had to have Coke. And, it, you know, if you were going to drink anything, it had to be a Coke. And it just looked cool. In the 50s, Coke, I mean, it was huge. Coca-Cola's been around for decades. So good for them, you know, for helping be a part of it. I just don't want what has happened to the tobacco industry to happen to the Coca-Cola industry, where they have to start advertising against themselves, showing, you know, pancreases, pancreae, right, that are deteriorated. Like what the tobacco companies have had to do. I don't know if the government is going to try to force soda companies to have pictures of abdominal obesity. Because, I mean, we can't blame the whole obesity epidemic on soda. But, yes, I think soda is absolutely a piece of the pie. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Victor Garber has come out and confirmed he's gay. Victor Garber is the handsome guy. He played the Canadian consulate hero in Argo, the one that housed the six escapees from the Iranian hostage crisis. He was also in Titanic. I guess he came out. Jodie Foster came out the other day. I gotta tell you, very, very good looking people, you know? Makes you wonder, for those of us struggling with our looks, do we need to turn gay? Lance Armstrong, I guess the interview is supposed to be coming out any day with Oprah Winfrey, although I think many of us are sick of the subject, where Lance Armstrong, after years of saying he hasn't doped, will now admit he did dope. Okay? From what I understand, Winfrey appeared on CBS this morning telling hosts about the interview she taped with Armstrong that occurred on Monday. She said, "We were mesmerized and riveted by some of his answers." She says, "I feel that he answered the questions in a way that he was ready. He certainly had prepared himself for the moment. He brought it. He really did." Many of us are still questioning why he would even come forward, because now he could open himself up to litigation from all the denials in the past. I don't know. But the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency had released in October a report detailing Armstrong's transgressions based on statements from 11 former teammates, banned him from competition for life. Then he was stripped of his tour titles. I think he was kicked out of his own foundation, Livestrong, and he also lost many endorsements and sponsors, of course. You know, we don't like cheaters. You want to know what blows my mind? Hollywood stars or celebrities who cheat on their wife still have a better brand than people who cheat in sports. Do you notice that? People still like Tiger Woods. People still love Brad Pitt, right? You know, for some reason, cheating on the wife still doesn't ruin your brand. But, yeah, cheating in a sport, it will. So, you know, kind of interesting that still not all cheaters are considered equal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fox News had also come up with a great report on junk foods disguised as healthy. Now, we had discussed this, all right? Just because something says low fat or just because something says no sugar added doesn't mean it's healthy. We've talked about how many foods that do target, you know, market themselves as low fat, low sugar, low sodium may have a little bit less, but it may not have enough. Or they may compensate with another preservative. So we're just going to talk about that really quickly when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So I just want to quickly review. You know, when you do decide to go out and purchase certain foods thinking that what you're getting is healthier, again, keep in mind, these companies are in business. Remember how shocked we were when that study came? I wasn't shocked, but how some of us were when that study came out saying organic foods aren't healthier. Of course, organic foods weren't supposed to be healthier and rich in vitamins. Organic foods were supposed to be free of a lot of extra crap put in it or pesticides, etc. So I think when people see gluten-free, let's say, right, they're like, oh, okay, well, great, that's healthy. Well, okay, gluten-free may be great for somebody with gluten sensitivity, but remember, a lot of gluten-free foods, they may have other types of preservatives in them, et cetera, to still make them edible. I mean, you know, rice cakes, there's a market for them, but a very small market for rice cakes. So remember, these manufacturers need to feel like you're going to buy their product. I was very, very frustrated with my diabetic patients who would, like Laura Scudder's used to be a very popular, I don't know if Laura Scudder's is still around, for diabetic cookies. So one of my patients said, look, I haven't had any soda, I haven't had any cookies, but I did chow down on a bag of Laura Scudder's the other night. Well, I would rather my diabetic eat one small regular cookie than downing a whole bag of artificially sweetened diabetic cookies or whatever she had had that night. You know, I mean, because I'm really a little nervous about the preservatives. You know, there was a study that looked at if you eliminated your prepackaged and your processed food from your diet, you could reduce your risk of heart disease by 30%. What we are putting into our body is a lot less pure than it used to be. All right. Now, you know, still, I understand that a lot of things happen at the farm. I get that. But I would rather your dinner be going to the market, getting a piece of fish or a piece of meat and some vegetables, maybe some whole grain bread, maybe some baked potato without, you know, slopping it with sour cream, etc. I would rather you do that than, you know, doing TV dinners or microwaving a frozen enchilada or quesadilla. We really have to avoid a lot of these processed foods. Now, I understand once in a while if we're on a run, I do that. I have a box. I've had a box for about 6 months in my freezer of frozen chicken and cheese quesadillas. And every now and then when I'm in a hurry, I grab one. All right, but that's not my main staple. Okay, you need to eat healthy. And I know a lot of us, you know, with fast food, we'll go and get fast food. And, of course, the reason why fast food tastes better is because they load it with butter. They have butter sprays. They have salt, preservatives. Of course, we know that. I mean, again, if something tastes good, you're going to go there and get it. But we need to, I mean, I urge all of you, if you want to come up with a New Year's resolution, and I understand it's already mid-January, but it's never too late to start a New Year's resolution. If you really want to do something, I would say, all right, make it a point that at least two more meals a week than you're already doing is going to be fresh. Now, I mean, we're only talking two meals of the, 21 meals you have during the week. We'll do baby steps, but two more meals a week. Can you please try to do fresh? Friday night has to be fish. All right. Tuesday night has to be chicken and not frozen chicken, processed chicken. Will you guys agree with that? All right. Just try it. Okay. Make leftovers and then maybe that could be another night's dinner. Fresh food that was in the refrigerator that now is, 1 day old, but still without preservatives. All right. It's just something we need to do. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're saying doctors are often missing signs of problem drinking in patients. All right. So doctors are, looks like, goofing up again. I love these articles that just rip on the doctors. They say doctors fail to diagnose most patients with alcohol problems when they rely solely on their suspicions rather than using proven screening methods. Of course, doctors aren't screening for alcohol enough. I know that. Some of them do that on purpose. I mean, there are people out there with some pretty major drinking issues. Some people don't even realize they have a major drinking issue. They just always open up a bottle of wine and they finish that bottle of wine each night. That's what they've always done. They don't do it to get drunk. That's just what they do. You open up a bottle of wine. You and your wife, have a few glasses. You finish it off. Yeah, well, after doing that every day, 7 days a week, absolutely. That could be considered too much alcohol. We've talked about that. And so researchers looked at 1,700 patients and found that about 14% screened positive for hazardous and harmful drinking. They say primary care doctors had suspected hazardous or harmful drinking in only 5% of the patients. Now, I think we know why this is happening. Doctors don't spend enough time with their patients. We've known that for a while, whether it's their fault or not. But I can tell you right now, I know many doctors haven't asked patients because patients will come up to me and, you know, when I'm examining them and talking to them, they go, you were the first one that asked me about my alcohol. You know, why don't the other doctors care? I mean, I think they do care, but if you're in a, you're working in a situation where you have some pretty high volume and you have somebody coming in with a cough or cold, many doctors won't stop and go, okay, well, let's do the CAGE questions to find out, you know, and screen you for alcoholism. And then let's talk about why you drink. Let's talk about how to get you off drinking. The world that we used to live in, where a doctor would sit down with you in their office and have a good long conversation, is gone. Doctors see you in the clinic. They, many of them only see you for about 5-10 minutes. Nurse practitioners, PAs, we're all guilty of it. You know, I'm not afraid to admit it. I mean, when I was busy this flu season, it was a very quick visit. If you had 10 problems, I had to ask you to reschedule. We had a lot of people with the, sick with the flu, and I explained that to everybody. You know, it's not that I don't care. It's just we have standing room only outside. If you want to talk about needing Viagra and all that, I need you to come back. I treated you for your cold. Let me see you back for your cold. Make sure you're healed. And we'll then move onward with erectile dysfunction or the, you know, or other types of issues. And so I think a lot of doctors, they know they need to trust it. When I was in medical school, every day we were told to screen people for alcoholism. And, I mean, so many of our patients drank alcohol. I mean, many of them were veterans when we worked in the VA. No surprise there. But many of us doctors choose not to. I'm not saying it's right. We choose not to because we just don't have the time. Or we don't want to bring up a subject that'll get the patient, make the patient defensive. I've done that a lot. I brought up obesity with my patients. I brought up smoking. I brought up alcohol. I go, really, how much do you drink? He's like, don't go there, Dahlia. I'm like, I need to know. All right. And, you know, I'm going to be checking your liver. Don't start running and, you know, being all afraid and not coming back. This is something we're going to have to address. Well, a lot of people, they don't want to address it. You think somebody wants to address their weight if they don't want to lose weight? You think somebody wants to address their smoking if they don't want to smoke so they don't come back? Or when they do come back, they hope you forget. So, do I screen for alcoholism as much as I was trained to? Absolutely not. All right, do I screen? Yeah, I think I screen more than the average doctor. I do. But not enough. No way do I screen enough. So I'll give them this. I agree, you know. But, you know, a big reason is many patients don't want us to go there. And many people, they don't obviously come in for things like that. They come in for their coughs and colds, their Viagra, their Z-Pak, and we doctors don't really get an opportunity to sit there and go, okay, look, we're going to stop and deal with this. So my suggestion to you all is if you all do drink more than a couple drinks a night, talk to your doctor. Have them take a look at you. Have them check your liver. You know, find out why. Are you drinking because you can't sleep? Well, then, you know, maybe there's something else we could do for your sleep. Are you drinking because you can't stand your wife? Well, maybe we need to talk about your relationship. Are you drinking because you're thirsty? And since there's no sodas in the house and you don't want to drink water, you drink wine because it's sweet. You know, we really do have to look into it more. All right, guys, don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take me down. Yeah, take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Clinic.
healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.